Welcome to the It's Your Season podcast with Bishop Keith Felton of Trinity Christian Center. Get ready for some dynamic preaching, insightful teaching, and a word of God that will propel you to a new season of holiness and righteousness, praise and worship, and God's bountiful blessings. At the end of this podcast, information will be given about church location and how to obtain a CD copy of today's message in its entirety. Now, here's a brief word from the Bishop.
Good day, podcast listeners. This is Bishop Keith Felton, Senior Pastor of Trinity Christian Center. I'm excited to be back on the airways via the podcast at praisecharlotte.com. Today's message, I want to talk about resetting your life. No matter where you are in your life, you have the power by God to reset everything, eliminating people, eliminating stress right where you stand. So be blessed by this message as God resets areas in your life. Listen to this.
But God began to deal with me even in my personal life and even as being the bishop or i.e. overseer of Trinity Christian Center, that I have given you power to push the reset button. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? And sometimes in the course of ministries, listen, in the course of ministry, we can migrate away from the thing that brought us to the place that we were in. That God is saying right now that we have got to look at our life, not for what we wanted to be at, not for what we thought it would be, but for where it is right now, and come to life in terms with certain circumstances and dilemmas in our life, and have the courage and the stamina to push the reset button in your life. Look at somebody and say, this thing is getting out of hand. This thing is getting out of hand. You got too many voices. You got too many people telling you what you ought to do and what you should do. And you got too many circumstances that's gone awry that God said you need to push the reset button, instantaneously freezing everything that's moving in your life so you can rightfully reset things where you need them to be. And God said it's not that you're on the wrong course. You just got everything running while you're running. And when I begin to look at Revelation, God began to share with me that we're talking about the book of Revelation, eschatology, the study of end time prophecy, and that Jesus Christ himself is saying here, listen, all these old things, all these religions, somebody say religions, religions, all these governments, all these ideologies about who I am, all this stuff that's going on in the church and then in the world, he said in that day he's going to literally hit the reset button and make all things new. Oh my goodness, I'm just talking right now. Because God is saying that, you know, when Jesus come back and realign things, listen, even what we're doing now, he's gonna wipe it away. Oh my goodness. Is anybody in the building? Y'all getting this? Even what we're doing, the so-called what we're doing now and calling it church, he's going to wipe it away. Because this is not church in his eyes. This is not ministry in his eyes, because flesh has infiltrated the house of God. We got a lot of people with different ideas and different concepts of who Jesus is, what he wants to do in their lives, but we don't have a corporate that we're concerned about the plight and the well-being of our brothers and sisters. Everybody's out for themselves. Everybody's out to make a name for themselves. Everybody wants me, 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 look at me, shine the light on me. But God said, I'm about to reset some things in my order to give me the glory instead of giving us the glory. Somebody said, behold. Behold, listen, look what God is getting ready to do in your life. And the first point I want to bring out this morning is that it's the power to make a decision. The power to say, you know what, things are not right in my life. The power to see the button. It's one thing to see the reset button in your life, but it takes power to push the reset button in your life. Because when you push the reset button in your life, you say, God, my way has failed, and I need you to reset or realign my life, because I'm not going to live another moment in confusion, chaos, and utter turmoil. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? Sometimes you have to have a reset moment. Sometimes you have to have the ability to let people usher in and out of your life, but blow the whistle in your life. Stop the clock. Begin to sit this person down because you fouled out of the game called life, and you can't be around me and be in my circle, so to speak, if you're bringing this turmoil in my life. Reset means that I'm introspectively looking at my life and start realizing that, listen, if it's not lining up, I have the power to start all over again and not make me look like I'm a failure. By the way, look at somebody and say, I'm not a failure. I'm not a failure. Just because I'm going through something financially, I'm not a failure. Just because my life don't look like you think it should look, I am not a failure. I may be frustrated at times, but I'm not a failure because it took decisions to get to this level, but it's going to take God's direction to get me to the next level. Reset means that, Lord, you know what? I am going to, first, what I'm going to do, I'm going to push this button like you're going to do with creation. The whole thing with the word of God is taking mankind who has fallen and bringing him back to his rightful place. Oh, you're hearing what I'm saying? Bringing the earth back to its rightful place. Literally resetting everything that has been contaminated by sin. And sometimes in our life, we're walking with Christ, we become contaminated by, listen, by ideas, by people. Listen, even by frustration. Until you have to examine these three things that I just mentioned and say, God, let me take each area of my life and push that reset button so I can get back in alignment with your word. It is not that, listen, disobedience is the beginning of straying off the course. But you have to decide to be disobedient. Maybe they're going to get that after a while. You have to literally decide that you're not going to do what God called you to do. Listen, you have to decide that I know what God has called me to do. I know what God wants to do in my life, but I don't want to do it. So God is saying you have to examine yourself and say, are you loyal to you or loyal to what I've called you to do? Oh, I know this is going to be kind of tight, but I have to teach it because reset encompasses so many different things. It just doesn't encompass, personalities, but it encompasses decision making. It encompasses decision making when we say, I made a wrong choice, but I'm going to start all over again right now. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to take my time too. Amen. I made some things that I went unilateral before God, but now I have the ability to push the reset button in my life, and God will reconstruct my life and make all things new without losing momentum in my life. And sometimes we look at when we got to start all over again, we got to push everything out. No, God said in this dispensation, when you push this reset button, it is a thing that's going on in our minds. And if your mind is right, it affects your movement. Many men and women in the body of Christ, listen, we want to move. We want to migrate. We want to come from this place to that place. But God said, I'm looking at your mind. I want you to reset your mind. I want you to stop thinking how you're thinking about what I've given you to do. I want you to stop thinking how you're thinking about the life that you're living. I want you to reset some things, recalibrate some gauges in your life because you're not as bad as you think you are. You just need to put some things back in their rightful place. Somebody say reset. You got to have the courage to push the button and watch people leave your life without calling them back in your life. You got to have the courage to step out on absolutely nothing and say, I'm going to reset my life even if I have to do it all by myself. Good God Almighty. It is one thing to have an opportunity, but it's another thing to have an opportunity and you know that you lost it. But it's another thing when you get the opportunity again, you're not going to lose the opportunity because of people and what they think about you and where you at and your finance and the way you feel in your body. God said, now push this button reset. And God said, I'm going to make all things new. Oh, my goodness. Don't push me too fast. Amen. I know you got it. I'm going to see what you got in a few minutes. Amen. Amen. It's something about the ability. See, when God gave me this, I said, God, if I reset things, people would think I'm a failure. And God said, that's what your problem is, Keith. You're always thinking about what people think. I'm about to get happy right now. You're always thinking about what people think, and they don't know you suffering in your life. You're going through something. You think people care about you don't have any gas money. You think people care that you don't have this or that and other. People don't care what you think they care about. You need to do what God commands you to do. Look at somebody and say, they don't really care. Amen. not minimizing our concern about each other, but being real with each other. When you're going through, don't nobody going through but you and the Lord. When you're going through hell and high water, it's God that's bringing you out of this hell and high water. Don't Bishop don't know it. You don't know what's going on with Bishop. Bishop don't know what's going on with you. And God said, don't care what people say or think when I'm working in and out of your life. And if you have to push this reset button and start things all over again, so be it. They weren't there when I created you. They weren't there when I pulled you out. So you have my permission to start your life all over. Start your life all over from right here. Somebody say right here. Right here is right now. Right here means that, Lord, I'm going to reset right now. I got to forget those things that are behind me. I got to forget those missed opportunities. And God say, when you stop thinking about what people might say. I'm teaching this morning, amen. When you get out of self, somebody say self. When you get out of, this might make me look crazy, but if you don't want to look crazy for the Lord might not want to look crazy for you. If you don't want to step out there by faith, the Father won't put his finger towards you. And God said, the only way that I'm going to do this in your life, you have got to have the courage to push the reset button. You have got to have the courage to push this, and after you push it and it lights up and everything flees from you, I would rather walk by myself with God than a bunch of people and go to hell and not have a life that has shown nothing that I've been with God. Oh my goodness. Look at somebody and say, we got to show some signs. We've been in the body of Christ too long. I'm about to drop off. Y'all got to come get me. Do you not realize that all we got to show for it is talking about each other, murmuring and complaining and tearing each other down? We ain't demonstrating no miracles. We're not healing the sick. We're not raising the dead. We're not doing these things that God has commanded us to do. But the only thing we can do is chew and spit each other out. God said, you got to hit the reset button. My goodness. God said, we got everything to say, but God said, I don't see anything. God said, we say. God said, hit the reset button. You're talking too much. You need to come and bring it in and measure the movement by what's going on in your life. Don't look at my life and think that I'm a success, but look what God is doing through my life that measures my success. It's not what he gives to me, it's what he's doing through me. And God said, sometimes you got to reset your life and get it back in alignment, because you could be living for your brother, your sister. You could be living for your wife. You could be living for your kids. You can be living for everybody except for God. And God say, time to hit the reset button and get your life back in alignment. Oh my goodness. Look at somebody say, I live with this long enough. I live with trying to please people. I live with trying to be perfect. I live with trying to do this and that and the other. I live in to put pressure on you, trying to be something that God didn't want you to be right now. And God said, hit the reset button and fall in love with right now. Hallelujah. My next point. If there is no now, there could never be a next. Oh, I hope y'all getting this like God is. Man, I'm so happy to be able to preach this morning. You just don't know. If there's no now, there can never be a next. So what do you mean, Bishop? If you don't do something now, you can hang up next. Everybody want next, but nobody wants to deal with it right now. Everybody wants to do something next, but God said it is not the next that's going to make things new in your life. It is what you're doing right now. Everybody got something to say, but nobody's doing what they need to do right now. And God is saying right now is this, hit the reset button. This is right here. It's going to free somebody. It's going to loose the shackles off of your feet, feathers and all this stuff. It's going to make you feel free in the spirit, because God is saying it is all right to do something for yourself. It is all right. Somebody say it's all right. It is all right for you to take a little bit of time and do something for yourself. It is no crime for you taking yourself out to dinner, talking to yourself, not in a crazy way, but telling, Lord, I thank you for bringing me from danger, seen and unseen. It's all right for you to get in your car and go to the mall and walk around and not buy nothing, just enjoying your life. We done live for everybody else and did everything for everybody else, but we have not mastered in living for ourselves. You'll never hold me guilty about when God teaches me the love of myself. You taking yourself too seriously. Do you not know if I don't take care of myself, I can't take care of anybody else? And that's what the problem in the body of Christ. We like to overextend ourselves. We like to do this and we like to do that. And then God said, you ain't got enough energy to anyways lift up your own self. Because sometimes bringing people to Christ can cripple you. And when you begin to love on yourself and begin to reset some things in your life, people will look at you like you done lost your mind. But the Bible says, I got to love my neighbor as I love mine. And if I don't know how to love me, I don't know how to love you. And that's what's wrong with the church is we know how to love everybody else. We know how to take this one out. We know how to do this one out. But we cannot in no wise love our. I'm getting happy now. My legs start jumping. We don't know how to love ourselves. We'll criticize ourselves. We'll talk down about ourselves. But I hear God say, you better hit the reset button in your life. You're not a failure. You're more than a conqueror. You're not going down, but you're going over. And God say, you have got to change the way you think about your own life.
Praise podcast listeners, this is Bishop Felton. I want to pause here in our broadcast because I got some exciting news. Trinity Christian Center has a dynamic website. Go to www.trinitychristiancenter.net. There you will discover a variety of links designed to give you the full Trinity Christian Center experience, starting with our homepage, our mission, our order of services, bios of yours truly and First Lady, our ministries, prayer requests, and how to sow into Trinity, and testimonials also. If your business is interested in being a partner on the podcast, please call me personally at 704-905-2034. That's 704-905-2034. If the It's Your Season podcast is blessing you with the preached word and you are excited about what God is doing in your life, please come out and worship with us this Sunday morning at 7935 North Tryon Street, starting at 11 a.m. Now let's get back to the message already in progress.
Look at somebody say reset. Reset meaning that you're not going to talk to me any kind of way. Last week I let you dog me out. Last week I let you almost cuss me out. Last week I let you make me feel bad about the life that I'm living. Have you ever talked to somebody and they make you feel bad about your own life? Make you feel like you ain't accomplishing anything. But when you hit the reset button, when Jesus said, I make all things new, they're not going to talk to you next week like they did last week. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? And God said, you got to take dominion over your life and the people that are around your life. Hit that reset button and make all things new. Y'all sit down, amen, because y'all trying to rush me. You're trying to rush me too fast, amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say guilt. I've dealt with that a lot in my life. If you got to push the reset button, listen, I know I live this. I say, God, it seems like I wasted all my life to see things don't manifest the way that I needed to manifest. And God say, listen, how can you say that? You wouldn't even be who you are today if you didn't go through what you had to go through yesterday. In fact, what you went through back then is getting you the ability to handle what's going to happen next. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? Do you not know many people want next, but nobody wants to deal with now? Many people want God to move in their life next. God, I need you to do this for me. God, I need you. But God said, what are you doing right now? Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? What are you doing right now? One of the things that you know that when people are serious about now, listen, y'all got to hear me well, they get serious about what they're doing. Oh, I know I'm about to step on some toes. Lord have mercy. But I'm in the toe-stepping anointing, amen. Do you not realize that we, in the body of Christ, we are trained talkers. We are trained talkers. We know how to say anything and make it seem like it's so deep and make it seem like we got it going on. But God said, you got to reset this, baby, because you look good, but you ain't going nowhere. the right look, we got the right act, we got the right dress, but our life is paralyzed. And it looks like we're moving, but God said, listen, before I can go any further, you have to push this reset button right now and come to terms. You look good, but you ain't going nowhere. And listen, and handling now. That's why sometimes in the body of Christ, it seems like we're just coming to church and nothing is changing. We come to church and nothing is changing. We come to church, we give, and we do this and that, and seem like our life is stuck. We're burning it up in the mud, but we still know how to look good. But God said, the reason why, because we have, listen, we have simplified. We know how to, we do this so efficiently. We like to cover up now. Oh, the Holy Spirit told me it was a cover up. Everybody's covering things up. I remember growing up when mama didn't have time to wash the dishes. She would fold them down in the sink and she would cover it up. And you wouldn't know it until you walked by. She knew how to distinguish the things that she didn't have time to clean up. But when company left, she went in there and got it together. But God was sure with me as he took me back when I was growing up, the people of God, we like to cover up for company. We like to look good in front of everybody, but we don't seem to be able to get around to cleaning up our sink and getting these dirty things out of our lives and getting these people from around in our life, and we are covered up Sunday after Sunday, and God said, what do you think you're going at next? Say, you want to be clean up your sink now. Look at somebody and say, what do you think you're going at? What do you think you're going at? Who do you think you're fooling? God said, if you won't do change in your life, how can I use transformational change for you to help somebody else? You cannot do for somebody else what you cannot do for yourself. That's why church will be a revolving door for some. It's going to be a vehicle for next for others. And it's the next people that's going to make the now people look like they frustrated. Look at somebody and say, I'm next. I'm next. I mean, yeah, I'm going through right now, but I'm next. God is getting ready to bless me next because I done made some decisions to exclude foolishness from out of my faith. And I want to see a difference in my life. God Almighty. I'm afraid of now. Lord, I don't waste so much time. God said, push the button. God, I done blew money. I don't know what push the button. Lord, these children, I gave them the best years of my life. It seemed like they're not turning out the way I want. You better push that button. Seems like all we do is argue. Seems like we always do is murmur. Y'all better get together and push the button together. Seems like we never had. You better push the button and start your life over right now. Don't you wait. Don't you get no permission from nobody else. Look at somebody and say, do it right now. Start your life over right now because God wants to do something in you and through you that only you have the faith to step out and do for yourself. God, we like to talk about where we come from and what happened and what hindered us and what so easily bewitched us and what this and that. But we talk about how, I'm going to just stay faithful. I'm going to do this and do that. And we're all guilty of talking something that we know we're not going to do. Oh, I know I'm getting to step in some high water. But I brought my scuba gear, baby, so I can breathe underwater. And you know, when I begin to look at the text, and he said, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death. And I begin to see how the Holy Spirit was tying this into the text today. God is taking away some people's pain. He's resetting. He said, listen, you don't have to die to experience this. It's just a decision away. And the songwriter said, I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. I have decided that I am going to do what God called me to do. I have decided that in this particular time in my life, I can't please man. I got to please God. Have you ever talked to somebody and you didn't agree what they was talking about and then you got mad and they got mad? Oh, I'm getting happy right now. Y'all got to get this. Have you ever been talking to somebody about what you want to do and they say you're not going to be able to do it, you ought to think about this, and then both of y'all got mad? Have you ever asked yourself, why are you getting mad? Because it's still your vision. The problem is not them. them. Listen, the problem is you and not them. And God said, don't let anybody get you sidetracked because you don't see. They don't see what I told you in your living room, in your bedroom. Don't you get frustrated. Don't look for everybody to agree with you. You know what God has called you to do. Push the reset button. I'll see you, wouldn't want to be you. And you'll see in my life that what God is showing me, it will come to pass. My goodness, we're trying to convince people that what God said. Listen, you the only one that needs to know what God has said about your life. You are the only one in your life that's going to believe. And if nobody else believes it, so be it. You just keep right on living. And do you not know that your fruit, your gift going to make room for you? And a lot of times we're in the body of Christ, we talk so much and we ain't got nothing to show for it. Oh my goodness, I know y'all get quiet today. We talk like we just ate dinner with God last week. And he had sweet tea and you had lemonade. And we come back as if that we got a grandiose revelation. But our life is still in the same position it was in 1997. Is anybody in the building? We're still inundated with the same momentary and yearly frustration. I want you to look at somebody and say, look at your life. Your life need to be reset. It needs to be recalibrated because you got the same people telling you the same stuff and you're trying to do something for the Lord and they ain't trying to do nothing but talk your ears off because if they don't want anything, then surely to God, they don't want you to have anything. So I'd rather tear you down than watch God build you up. And we sit right here and listen to them. But I hear God saying today, you better push the reset button. Resetting our life, it takes courage. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? There are three things in life. There are three things in your life that you have to be mindful of. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? I can show you better than an illustration. Amen. Come on, Elder Gray, you help me preach today. Come on, Elder Rhody. Come on. Elder Whitehead, come and help me preach. Amen. There are three things in your life. Somebody say three things. There are things in your life. You stand right here. There are things in your life that are bound. There are things in your life that needs to be loose. And there are things in your life, I want you to walk back and forward. There are things in your life that's just walking just crazy.
Bishop Felton here. You can hear this podcast any day and every day on www.praisecharlotte.com on your desktop, computer, laptop, tablet, or smartphone. Our mission at Trinity Christian Center is to get the good news of the gospel out to the masses so that God's love, power, and instruction will infiltrate your life like never before. Again, if this podcast was a blessing to you, please feel free to visit us at 7935 North Tryon Street for a wonderful worship experience. God bless.
We hope that the It's Your Season podcast has been a blessing to you. So now that you've heard the word of God, please come visit us at Trinity Christian Center, 7935 North Tryon Street, Charlotte, in the Gold Hill Pavilion. If you're seeking a church home, our worship services starts Sunday morning at 11 a.m. and our Bible study every Wednesday at 7 p.m. For more details about our order of services or to obtain a copy of today's message, you can call us at 704-777-0199. That's 704-777-0199. Or on our website at www.trinitychristiancenter.net.
You can listen to the word by going to www.praisecharlotte.com. Podcast tab on your desktop computer, laptop, tablet, or smartphone, where you will discover podcasts designed to inspire, motivate, and entertain. Praise listeners, log on to www.praisecharlotte.com and click on the podcast tab and hear the word. Also, if your ministry wants to be a part of the Praise Podcast family, here's your opportunity. Slots are available. Call 704-548-7854. That's 704-548-7854.